After farming and hunting closer to home a couple of years, Boone led a party of colonists, including his 16-year-old son James, toward Kentucky in September 1773, illegally under British law. Daniel sent James and a small group to get more flour. Soon after, someone in the party found three in the group dead. James had been tortured before the final blows. The colonists turned back, but Boone wintered in the area. In May, he visited his son's grave, identifying the body by the hair. His biographer Draper reports, "He could never, in after years, speak of this affecting incident, even to his own family, without having his feelings deeply stirred within him." The next month, the governor of Virginia declared war on Native Americans west of the mountains. Boone was tasked with warning surveyors sent down the Ohio River. He and another man spent 2 months going as far as the Falls of the Ohio at today's Louisville. Newspapers picked up the story and gave Boone his first taste of fame. On returning, he joined the militia and helped protect the region, rising to captain. Boone's reports about Kentucky led Henderson and others to form the Transylvania Company to purchase much of today's Kentucky. Despite the fact they had no legal authority, and there were already three treaties signed with different tribes covering pretty much the same land. Boone helped gather Cherokees to negotiate a treaty in March 1775, though knowing the Cherokees never owned the land, a companion wrote. Before the treaty signing, one of the Cherokees shook Boone's hand and said, "Brother, we have given you a fine land, but I believe you will have much trouble in settling it." He was more right than he knew. Besides other Cherokees and tribes resisting, the royal governors of both North Carolina and Virginia declared the treaty illegal, and rebel Virginia legislators agreed no grants should be made west of the mountains, not wanting to antagonize the native nations. The company offered Boone 2,000 acres for building a road into the territory anyway, though he had an added incentive. A warrant came out for his arrest for debts. He formed a group that included 30 woodcutters, enslaved people, and Susanna Hayes, Daniel's daughter and wife of one of the woodcutters. The Boone Trace they cut over the Cumberland Gap was the main route for homesteaders for two decades. Along the way, they found the skeleton of John Stewart, missing since the 1769 hunt. He had been shot and crawled into a hollow tree to die. In April 1775, Boone's party established the third European-American settlement in Kentucky, near today's Lexington, named Boonesboro. The American Revolution was starting. A company man was sent to the Continental Congress as a representative, but it refused to seat him. Boone came back to retrieve his family, and they moved into a Boonesboro cabin in September. He claimed his wife and daughters were the first white women that ever stood on the banks of the Kentucky River. He may have been wrong. See footnote 24. Shawnees under a war chief named Mkadewamekw, or Blackfish, began attacking the Kentucky towns. Boone pushed to turn the little village into a fort with stockade walls and blockhouses. In July 1776, 14-year-old Jemima and two friends were kidnapped by Cherokees. The girls used various ruses to slow progress and left markers to track them. Boone and a small posse found the group 2 days later and chased off the Cherokees. The 1826 novel The Last of the Mohicans includes the story. Virginia's new state constitution prohibited private sales of native land, which was the death knell for the Transylvania Company and Boone's promised 2,000 acres. However, it also made Kentucky a new county. Boone was named one of the court justices, which included county commissioner duties in those days. Raids continued on the settlements. In one example, two men gathering horses were attacked and Boone and others rushed to assist. It was a trap. More natives ran between them and the fort. Boone cried, "Boys, we are gone. Let us sell our lives as dearly as we can." The Kentuckians, outnumbered at least 4-1, used their rifles as clubs to fight their way back. Boone was shot in the ankle and nearly scalped before he was rescued by a couple of men and Jemima. Please scroll to Boone the Shawnee and click its audio clip.